Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How are you?
Happy, happy, happy Thursday. My goodness, the week is flying by, and are you still motivated, huh? I know you got out of bed Monday morning. You're like, I got to get out of bed, listen to the Daily Boost. Got me got all, I'm all pumped up. I'm ready to go. But now it's Thursday. I'm like, holy crap, where to go? I have nothing left. No. We'll talk about that as we get into today's show, because that's what we talk about around here. Keeping you motivated. It is a Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. Where every single day since about 2004, I guess, I've been doing this thing. And keep showing up every single day, and y'all keep showing up too, growing every single day. Thank you for that. But there's a very simple purpose here. I mean, there's no pretense here. I know a lot of you guys write reviews and stuff like that. What's this guy? say all kinds of nasty things about me. Listen, I just do what I do. It's very simple. I just understand that, you know, sometimes about 142,000 people a day somewhere in the world are grabbing this podcast in the morning, and they keep coming back again and again and again. Not all the time, not everybody. I just understand that I have an opportunity and a chance, maybe, to make your day better, give you an idea, make you laugh a little bit, maybe think, hey, that was a decent 9 or 10 minutes of my time. Not always, so sometimes I totally waste your time, and I get it. But thanks for stopping by. It's and I hope you do the same thing for yourself as we get in the next year coming up in your planning. I hope you get things that really, really work for you and just feel good about it. You get up and get fired up about going after. Not to say you don't have that now, but I hope you do more of it. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. I should take a picture of the new picture, a print I have on my wall. I was at an art show in Daytona Beach, and I found this guy that does this digital art. And it's a very cool thing on the wall. It says, good vibes only. I'll take a picture of it. And I'll post it in the Facebook group. If you want to see it, or you want to see anything else I'm up to, or be like the folks did yesterday. I just said, hey, man, I'm writing some new podcast stuff this week and next week, kind of doing some creative stuff, some new original stuff. Haven't done that for a couple of months now. And if you'd like to, just let me know what I can talk about. And man, they just went crazy with it. So a lot of what you're hearing right now are the suggestions that they came up with. Just go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. So let's talk about that motivation. Where'd your motivation go?
Where'd it go?
Today is the day that I use my Perfect Week Planner. You can use it too if you want to. Just go to perfectweekplanner.com. It's still there. It's probably never going to go away. Although I am redoing it. I have an artist working on it right now. But I use it to figure out what I'm going to be doing next week. And I'll be honest with you, if you watch the video and you see the Perfect Week Planner, perfectweekplanner.com, you will see that that pretty much I don't have to do much. Because once you do it 2 or 3 weeks, you start to lock in a bit of a schedule, so you always know what's coming up. Your life is never out of control. That's why I do it on a Thursday. But every single week on a Thursday, I have the same realization. I bet you do. Where the heck did my week go? But now the weekend is in sight. My mind moves to riding my motorcycle mode. I've been putting all kinds of pretty toys on it. That's way too much money I've been spending on this motorcycle, but it looks awesome, and it's faster than ever. All bets are off. Oh, well, Monday's coming, right? We'll get back on that and talk more about that Monday coming thing. But what happens? Monday, you get out of bed. Last Monday, you're freaking out Sunday night. I know. Let's get motivated. You get up Monday morning, ready to go. You're rocking. And Mondays, no matter how hard you're rocking, it never works. That's why I call Tuesday the makeup day. Because Monday, whatever you're trying to do didn't happen because nobody else is motivated. You couldn't get them on the phone. They wouldn't return your phone call. It was Tuesday before you could actually get something done. Tell me I'm not right. I am. Wait a second, Scott. How the heck are we going to stay focused and progress toward our goals and get important stuff done if we run out of juice before the week is over? How are we going to do that? Good. I'm sure glad you asked, because I have the answer. Not because I'm a smarty pants, although I kind of am in some areas. You too. We're all smarty pants in some ways. But I just paid attention to this stuff over life And I figured it out. I really have literally just put my focus on it and always wanted to figure out what the magic was to being motivated and all that. And eventually I realized, okay, a lot of folks have written a lot of books about it. But at the end of the day, it's just kind of this magical thing that happens, right? But how do we stay motivated when the juice runs out on a Thursday or a Wednesday or a Tuesday? Okay, let's cover two things. First off, you got to understand that motivation, that's a thing inside of you that drives you to go do something. Inspiration creates motivation. Come on, you've done that before. Trick is a click. Boom. Oh, man, I'm inspired. I got a great idea. What are you going to do about it? I'm motivated to make it happen. See, that's the way it works. It doesn't work the other way around. Motivation is a finite resource. It fades. On average, your brain runs out of motivational calories about 48 hours after you've focused on work. It would help if you had a recharge. So what do I mean by that? Well, basically it means that the executive portion of your brain, the ones that's used for thinking and being motivated and all that stuff, it's pretty undeveloped in your mind. And it's going to be more developed here in the coming years, but in evolutionary terms, it's pretty undeveloped. And it just plain runs out of calories. So motivation is a finite resource. It fades. Now, you can pump it up if you sleep and you listen to people like me and you do some meditation. But you have to understand this, that when you set off running and you're focused in on getting something done for a day or two or three, on average, 48, 72 hours in that area, you're going to find yourself pausing. Pay attention to it next time and see what happens. That's why a lot of diets fail by Thursday, because you just don't have the willpower anymore. We need free will to make it work, don't we? So that's the first thing to understand. Your motivation is going to fade. Plan on it. You can drive through it. You can push it. But eventually, you are going to burn yourself out, run out of steam, and you're going to have to take a break and get remotivated, refired, right? It just happens. It's the way your brain's wired. Number two, God willing, no matter how much you don't get done this week, there is always the next week in the future. Yes, another Monday is coming. What doesn't get done this week will get done next week. So many times when we talk about goal setting and reaching goals, I'm an outcome-based guy. I like deadlines. I will push myself to deadlines. When I wrote my book and a lot of other things, I was working on deadlines. I don't like them. I really don't. Deadlines, piss me off. But I get stuff done, right? But I tend to focus on the outcome. So there are some things that have to have a deadline. There's no doubt about that. You got to pay your bills on time and do things like that. But some of the bigger stuff we're trying to do in life takes some time. It doesn't really matter how long it takes to get there. As long as you're enjoying the journey, you've heard that before. Make sure you're doing what you love every single day and moving in the direction. If you do that, it just shouldn't matter. You'll get there. 20 years later, you'll be that overnight sensation. That's okay. Yeah, Tony Robbins a long time ago. I probably got this wrong, but it's how I remember it. Most people overestimate what they could do in a week and underestimate what they can do in a year. Most people overestimate what they can do in a week and underestimate what they can do in a year. So what I'm saying to you is, if you need to lose weight, you can do a lot in a year. I did. I lost 40 pounds. I wrote a book. What else did I do? I did a ton of stuff in the past year. Couldn't have done it in a month or two. It took almost a whole year to do it. So when you get frustrated toward the end of the week, what I want you to know is this. You need to take a little breather and a little bit of a break. What I do is I front load my week. I'll work, I don't work a whole real hard on Mondays. I tend to do planning on Mondays. But I work really hard on Tuesday and Wednesday. And by Thursday morning, I recognize my brain's like, pow, it's time to go motorcycle part shopping. I just allow for the time. And then I go and I rest and I recover and I come back and I'm highly motivated to get moving again. You know why? Because there's things I want to get done and they didn't get done last week. So I got to go do them so they get done next week. So just remember that you got to recharge and there's always, always, always another time you can get it. And it's next week. Keep your eye on the prize that is driving you. It's out there. Your goal should be to reach your stated outcome no matter what gets in the way, no matter how long it takes, no matter how frustrated you get, no matter how people say, hey, I thought you said you're going to do this. Yeah, I didn't say exactly when. And what happens if they say, well, yeah, you did say exactly when? You say, well, guess I didn't know what I was talking about, but I'm still going to get it. But you missed your deadline, Scott. You're a bad person. No, I'm not. I just didn't know what the hell I could do in the deadline that I thought I could do. It was arbitrary, which is most things are. And I had no idea what it is. How could you know what you're going to do if you haven't done it before? Right? You set a big goal. You got to go after it. I'm going to do it in 32 days. How do you know you can do it if you haven't done it before? The answer is you don't. So what do? Just keep on trucking, puppy. Did I say keep on trucking, puppy? Did I really say that? I went back to like a 70s song. like a poster you used to be able to buy. It was right next to the posters in the gift shop with the cat that was hanging, remember the cat that was hanging in the poster? Some of you get that. Some of you don't. Right there next to Cheryl Teagues and Farrah Fawcett, yes. All those were the days before the internet. We had to go to the card shop in the mall to see stuff like that. It was awesome. Some of you will relate. Some of you will say, what? Ugly sweaters make for good conversation. That is tomorrow's show. See you then.